This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Heavy fighting is raging across the Gaza Strip, including Israeli airstrikes in the north. The latest now from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Israeli airstrikes are pounding as far north as the Yarun village near the border with Lebanon, as Israeli forces face heavy resistance from militants. This man says, there's no food, no water, no rice. There is nothing. Living conditions are zero. There are still efforts to negotiate another truce, but officials in Qatar say the willingness is less than what it had been before. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Argentina libertarian economist Javier Milei took over the country's presidential office on Sunday, warning in his maiden speech that he had no alternative to a sharp, painful fiscal shock to fix the country's worst economic crisis in decades, with inflation heading towards 200%. Milei, a 53-year-old former TV pundit who shot to fame with expletive-ridden tirades against rivals China and the Pope, is taking over from Peronist leader Alberto Fernandez, whose government was dogged by failures to rein in soaring prices. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in Buenos Aires to witness the swearing-in of Argentina's new president, Javier Milei. It's the Ukrainian leader's first-ever trip to Latin America, as Kyiv continues to court support among developing nations for its 21-month-old fight against Russia's invading forces. A political outsider who has promised to root out political corruption, dollarize the economy, and dismantle the central bank, Milei has also repeatedly expressed distrust of Russia and China. This is VOA.